はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ヨシです。
高瀬です。
Peter here, survival phrases number 49 as always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, we are here with the Nagasaki connection, right, 高瀬さん？
そうですね。
How is that pronunciation for you?
Perfect.
Yeah, I've been practicing for about a week now, ever since last week. Yes, I would like to admit that I was wrong. I said, maybe I was thinking of 高瀬. But Nagasaki, there... Anyway, Yoshi-san is also here. And we are here today to talk to you about, Yoshi-san?
Prepaid phone.
Prepaid cell phones. Nowadays, a cell phone is indispensable. The thing about the cell phone is that it enables you to speak to anybody, anywhere. So if you meet someone on the trip, you can talk to them. You know, it allows you to keep this communication going. Plus...If it has an email function, you can actually contact people with email or they can get a hold of you. So today, what we're going to do is walk you through the options you have for getting a cell phone while you're on vacation in Japan. Takase-san, how does that sound?
Great.
You are in a talkative mood today. Okay, so this first conversation will take place at the airport because you can rent a phone at the airport.We'll go over the details and some other things later, but first, let's take a look at the following conversation, okay? A person that just arrived in Japan, looking to rent a phone at the airport. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
携帯を借りたいんですが。
はい。
英語でも大丈夫ですか？
はい。少々お待ちください。
One time, slowly, please.
いらっしゃいませ。
携帯を借りたいんですが。
はい。
英語でも大丈夫ですか？
はい。少々お待ちください。
This time, Takase-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
携帯を借りたいんですが。
I'd like to rent the phone.
はい。
Yes.
英語でも大丈夫ですか？
Is English also alright?
はい。少々お待ちください。
Yes, please wait a moment.Now, this conversation takes place in Narita Airport. Now, many people coming from the U.S. will stop in Narita, but there's also an international airport in Osaka. Now, this conversation, again, we got the information and we verified the information from Narita. So, this is a conversation that you would hear. Now, Yoshi-san, being such an international airport, what do you think about everybody's ability to speak English there?
You should have no problem.
Yeah, in fact...They may even beat you to the punch and just say, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't be surprised if this was the case. In fact, when I called to verify everything, they even said that their staff does speak English. Now, it doesn't hurt to try to speak Japanese, try to get this conversation done in Japanese. However, since you have credit card information and you're going to be picking up a payment plan, you might want everything in a language that you could fully comprehend because some of these plans can get expensive fast.Now again, this first conversation was renting a phone. Yoshi-san, have you ever rented a phone?
No, I haven't.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have a phone on contract.
Standard contract.
Right.
You have a basic payment plan, and each month you make payments according to how much you use.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's unique about Japan is Japanese phones, incoming calls are free of charge. Making calls...is what's going to get you. Most of these plans, we actually saw one plan that you can rent a phone for 250 yen a day. Then you have an option for 100 yen a day for insurance. So if you leave off the insurance, Yoshi-san, do you usually get insurance?
If I can afford it.
Interesting. Takase-san?
No.
You like to risk it all, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go for the insurance either. I think I'd risk it. So you can get a phone for 250 yen a day. All incoming calls are free.So if you have friends here already, this might be a great option. But once you start calling, domestic calls come out to like 80 yen a minute. Also, this was a really cheap plan. Kind of the average, we would say, from all the plans we looked at is about 500-600 yen a day. That's the average, ranging from about 840 yen per day to 525 yen per day. Now, these phones can be picked up at the airport. And what's necessary is a passport, which won't be a problem because you'll need that to get into the country, and a credit card. So these are the two things you need. Okay, so with these two things, you can pick up a phone at the airport. Now, there's two reasons that you might want to forego renting a phone at the airport. Yoshi-san, there's something else even available to Japanese people, which some people prefer to kind of keep their expenses in check. Can you give us the word for this?
Prepaid 携帯電話.
Prepaid cell phone. Now, this has its advantages and disadvantages. Now, one is you can pick them up in many locations throughout Japan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I verified that SoftBank has these. Now, in order to get a prepaid cell phone, you need two things. Yoshi-san, what's the first thing you need?
Passport.
Okay, and can we have the Japanese for that?
Passporto.
What else do we need?
Credit card.
That's it. And how do we say that?
Credito cardo.
So with these two things, you can get a prepaid phone. Now, when we say a prepaid cell phone, and we say get, Yoshi-san, what do you actually have to do?
You have to buy it.
Yeah. So it's not like renting a phone. Again, depending on how long you'll be in Japan, will determine whether you would like to rent a phone or get a prepaid phone. We looked at phones ranging from 3,000 to 7,000 yen. Now, the 7,000 yen phone has a camera, which could be nice. But if you have a digital camera, then you may not need that. So you can get a 3,000 yen phone. Also, Yoshi-san, what amounts do the cards come in? When you buy this phone, it doesn't have any time on it. So what denominations do the phones come in?
3,000 yen card and 5,000 yen card.
A 3,000 yen card and a 5,000 yen card. So if you get the phone for 3,000 yen and then you pick up the card for 3,000 yen, you're looking at 6,000 yen, which is about 50 US dollars. So when you're thinking about what to do, kind of calculate how long you'll be in Japan, how much you're going to use the phone, and what you need it for. If you're expecting calls, maybe you want to rent a phone. If you're going to be here for a month, maybe you want to get a prepaid phone. Again, depending on how long you're going to be here and the circumstances of your particular trip. So say you do get a prepaid phone. How hard is it, Yoshi-san, to get more minutes, to get more time for this?
Oh, it's really easy.
There it is. Yoshi-san guarantees it. And why is that, Yoshi-san?
Because if you run out of the time, you can buy new card at convenience stores.
And many convenience stores have these cards. So it should be relatively easy to get more minutes for your phone. Okay? So what we want to do now, we gave you the conversation in the beginning. That's going to be if you're at an airport. But if you're foregoing the airport, rent the phone, rent the cell phone, and you want to pick up a prepaid phone and the card, we're going to give you the Japanese for that right now. Takase-san, welcome back. We are going to have you play the role of shopkeeper because you just do that so well. Would you like to do that? Or would you like to be the customer this time, Takase-san?
I want to do the shop.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Yoshi-san, you are the customer again. So let's have you go in and find out if they have prepaid cell phones. Then if they do, let the shopkeeper know that you have a passport and credit card and you want a 3,000 yen card. When we talk about shops here, we're talking about the big cell phone providers in Japan. SoftBank, which recently bought Vodafone. AU, Docomo. Okay, let's get this conversation. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
プリペイドフォンはありますか?
はい、あります。
いくらですか
?3000円と7000円です。
3000円をお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
3000円カードをお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
One more time, slowly please.
いらっしゃいませ。
プリペイドフォンはありますか?
はい、あります。
いくらですか
?3000円と7000円です。
3000円をお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
3000円カードをお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
Okay, Takase-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
プリペイドフォンはありますか?
Do you have prepaid phones?
はい、あります。
Yes, we have them.
いくらですか?
How much?
3000円と7000円です。
We have a 3000 yen phone and a 7000 yen phone.
3000円をお願いします。
A 3000 yen phone, please.
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, understood.
3000円カードをお願いします。
And a 3000 yen card, please.
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, understood. Okay, we are running out of time. We have a few more seconds. What we're going to do in this short time is go over some vocabulary. Let's just get the word for phone, which we had in the first dialogue.
携帯.
This is short for cell phone. The long version is actually
携帯電話.
But this is good enough. 携帯. Break it down.
携帯.
Then we had the word for prepaid phone. Takase-san, お願いします.
Prepaid phone.
Break it down.
Prepaid phone.
And this is what you want to ask for when you go into these major carriers. And if you want the cell phone, if you want the prepaid phone inside, past the airport, inside Japan. All right, so I think that's going to do it for today.
また明日.
またね。